Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to health care. I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
How are you this morning?
I am doing great.
Good. Well, today's show, we're going to talk about chronic pain, something that has been in the news a lot recently.
It has.
There's been a movie out, we know, here in Indianapolis, the Heartland Film Festival, has had a movie out about health care. And I know, and you doing your research this week, you're just amazed at some things you have found, and you're going to share that with us today.
Yes, actually, there's a tremendous amount that's been found out. And yeah, the firestorm over the whole chronic pain thing was actually started by something called the Institute of Medicine, which is a very prestigious organization that did a study on chronic pain and its effect on Americans. And it's been quite a, shall I say, a nuclear bomb that went off within the medical community on some of the things that we have actually, as a healthcare providers here in America, have not really been aware of. So this has been something that has really taken everybody by surprise and caused quite a stir. I know that it's been on the news, it's been on CNN, Dr. Oz got involved in it, I think it's been talked about on Oprah and Dr. Phil, and in other words, this has been something that has been ignored, that people haven't been aware of, and that there has to be a change on how chronic pain is actually being viewed and addressed.
Is it because... What is the predominant problem, you know, you're finding in your research?
Well, it's an undertreated and a poorly treated condition.
Okay.
Now, first off, we have to look at the magnitude of this problem.
Yeah, how many people suffer with chronic pain?
They have found 116 million Americans suffer with chronic pain.
That's just Americans.
That's just Americans. And they even said that might be underreported. So this has been a very, very under-treated type of thing. It's a very huge problem. For those of you who do suffer with chronic pain, because I get a lot of patients who come in with that, there's oftentimes a feeling of aloneness. You know, there's a frustration in the whole aspect of it. Because, quite frankly, the medical community has been poorly trained on dealing with it.
There's probably a sense of hopelessness.
There's a sense of hopelessness. There's only five medical schools that actually have a course on studying pain.
Oh, wow.
So most medical, you know, as most doctors go through, actually their training in dealing with chronic pain is something that hasn't really been addressed. So, you know, you can't really blame your doctor because they haven't been trained in it. They're not aware of it. There's been a very big push against doctors not to give pain medicines because pain medicines are the number one addiction out there right now. Matter of fact, pain meds has increased in their prescriptions by 400% in the last 10 years.
400%?
400%. So, you know, there's a rock and a hard place in this whole aspect. One, we don't want to get people addicted to pain meds, but there are a tremendous number of people who are suffering from pain. And this is a very, very big problem. You know, you're talking about people who are losing sleep. 42 million Americans say that within the last month that they lost a night's sleep because of pain. You know, which causes a huge amount of problems. $635 billion are lost a year to America due to pain, is what the Institute of Medicine actually found. So this isn't something that just costs the people who have pain, but also everyone.
Right.
So it's actually making America poor. It's lost production. You know, people are our number one resource, and if they're in pain constantly, I mean, you know, that hurts marriages, that hurts their educational ability. You know, for those who are kids, I had a young girl who came in recently, 16 years old, hadn't been able to go to school for the last 2 months because of severe pain that she was suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, and she had been to several doctors, had tried a lot of different types of treatments, and, you know, was feeling terrible with the pain medicine that she was on. You know, she says it just made her loopy and really didn't help with the pain. Mm-hmm. And so there was a huge amount of frustration there. And if she had continued on that line, then well, she's only been in for two treatments already. And she's already reporting that 60 to 70% of her pain is gone.
Wow.
And, you know, you think about if that had not been addressed properly.
Right.
You know, what kind of implications for that young girl's life? Mm-hmm. You know, she wouldn't have been able to continue to school, certainly wouldn't have been able to go to college.
So what had been done for her? You had mentioned pain medication.
Yeah, she had done pain medicines. She had tried some different types of other therapies. Mm-hmm. She had actually been to two other chiropractors, mm-hmm. you know, to try to get some relief. And one of the things that we really appreciate in here, and one of
the
things
Prather
at the Prather Wellness Center, is we have a more of a global type of approach. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of different types of practitioners in here. I personally am a chiropractor and acupuncturist and a diplomat American Board of Chiropractic Internists. But we also have physical therapy, occupational therapy. We have massage therapists. We have a nurse practitioner and an MD and a pharmacist on staff. Mm-hmm. So with all those different types of things, we can actually get a holistic type of approach, we're actually looking at the total person and being able to try many different types of therapies to find out which one actually works correctly. Mm-hmm. Because we have a huge, huge variety of ways to approach. We have auricular therapy, we have diathermy, we have all the different types of electrical devices. We can hit with the acupuncture, we can hit with the chiropractic, several different forms of chiropractic because, you know, there are different kinds that work for different people. And just because you've been to a chiropractor and it didn't work doesn't mean that another type of chiropractic wouldn't work.
Right.
You know, there's actually 400 different systems of chiropractic out there that, you know, that I've seen listed.
Now, what did you find in your research regarding chiropractic with chronic pain?
Well, that was one of the interesting things about the Institute of Medicine is they actually mentioned chiropractic as one of the promising areas of looking for relief for chronic pain. That they had found that there was a about a 75% release of pain in the average patient who went to a chiropractic, which was, very, very quite revealing.
Yeah.
You know, not only did they mention the chiropractic, but many other different types of what has been considered alternative health care. Mm-hmm. Acupuncture was very highly rated, too. And then, you know, not to just to be isolated in those types of endeavors, but there needs to be a coordination of care. Mm-hmm. And then definitely need to find other different types of ways besides just pharmaceuticals to try to approach it.
Right.
Now, pharmaceuticals can be, should be an important part of that, but as soon as you can work them off of the pain medicine, the better the outcomes usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you were talking, I was just thinking of, you know, the quality of life.
Sure.
Yeah, with chronic pain. Now, when is a person considered to be in chronic pain?
Well, that was one of the things that they looked at. And there's several different definitions, but basically what it comes down to is when the original injury or the original incident that actually kicked off the pain is no longer there, but the pain continues.
Okay.
So it could even become something within a week could become chronic pain. Mm-hmm. Usually you think of the old definition was 6 months. And certainly if someone has been in pain for 6 months, there's no doubt that it's classified as a chronic pain situation. Mm-hmm. But it can even develop as quickly as a week, you know, for someone who actually starts to institute that. And what the Institute of Medicine actually found is that chronic pain is a, and this is what's really revolutionary, that chronic pain is actually a disease process in and of itself.
Hmm.
In other words, we have an irritant to a nerve. and it's starting to send out the signals to the chronic pain, it should be in a response to some type of trauma, some type of outside force that's kicking it off. However, when pain, the nerves just start, after a period of time, mm-hmm. you start to have a situation where the nerves just keep on firing, even when the original insult is no longer there. That becomes chronic pain.
Okay.
A pain situation, which actually is a disease process in itself. So they're talking about actually making that a diagnosis with a specified treatment pattern. Mm-hmm. And there are, this is a new territory for healthcare. And, but that is actually something that as chiropractic that we've been dealing with for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, when D.D. Palmer first actually wrote about chiropractic and a lot of its benefits, this is one of the things that he actually addressed, is that the pain situation can actually become an entity in itself, and that he felt that chiropractic was one of the best ways of actually approaching it. And that was back in 1900.
Mm.
So
wow.
He actually foreshadowed that whole thought process here.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about the new findings more on chronic pain. Well, you can learn more about the work of Dr. Prather and the Prather Wellness Center. Listen to past episodes of our show, plus follow us on Facebook and Twitter by visiting our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Become a part of our online Facebook community where you'll find updates on upcoming show topics, Dr. Prather's monthly health column, special offers from Prather Wellness Center, information on upcoming area events relating to health and wellness, plus a forum to ask Dr. Prather questions directly online. You can find it all at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95.
The Prather Wellness Center is a comprehensive healthcare facility that's been helping individuals attain good health for over 20 years. They are dedicated to providing quality healthcare through the use of homeopathic remedies, nutritional supplements, chiropractic adjustments, and other natural therapies.
The people here are just fantastic.
We constantly find new ways that Dr. Prather can help our family.
Talking to Dr. Prather, I always felt so much better. I've always had the feeling that this would take care of it and I'll be fine. And I've never been afraid since.
When we can actually discover what is truly going on into an individual, when we can actually get to the root cause of it, there is hope.
For more information on the Prather Wellness Center, please visit PratherWellness.com or call 317-848-8048.
The atlas is the top vertebra in your spine. It only weighs 2 ounces, but supports the weight of the human head between 9 and 17 pounds. Misalignment in the atlas can lead to your entire spine being out of alignment. When the spinal column is misaligned and out of balance, the nervous system is unable to function as it was intended. The Atlas Orthogonal Spinal Adjustment, seen on the Doctor Show, is known for its precision and gentleness using only 3 ounces of pressure. Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center is the only board-certified atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana.
The Atlas Orthogonal Adjustment is one of the most important things you can do for your health. Everyone should be checked for it.
The Atlas Orthogonal Spinal Adjustment can help your body work better no matter what type of health problem you may have. Learn more about the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment at the Prather Wellness Center, 317-848-8048, or on the web at PratherWellness.com. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our focus today is on chronic pain. And Dr. Prather, in that first segment, I mean, some of the statistics you were sharing were unbelievable, really. You know, and we're talking about chronic pain. It's now they're considering it possibly a disease.
Yes, actually, that is one of the things that the Institute of Medicine has said, is that really chronic pain should be considered a disease process in and of itself, which is such a revolutionary type of thought, and something that that makes sense once you actually start to study it and see exactly what's going on. And I can see that definitely in my patients.
Right.
You know, where, you know, I've had people who've been in pain for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a chronic part of their life when the original problem is no longer there. And how to actually get that turned around is one of the big things that we now have as a challenge. They need to collect the data. They're looking to see exactly how things are doing. And there's many promising things, and we at Prather Wellness Center are on the forefront of those new ways of actually approaching it, through the chiropractic, acupuncture, auricular therapy, through many other different types of modalities, massage, something very helpful. Homeopathic was also something that was said would be a good means of actually showing some efficacy with pain relief. And all those different types of things we are quite familiar with and have been doing quite a while at the Prather Wellness Center.
Now, what is the problem with pharmaceuticals for pain?
And pharmaceuticals,
is there an overuse?
Right. Is something that's important to look into. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever anybody has pain, and should they actually be on a pharmaceutical. There are many times that the pharmaceuticals are extremely necessary. But everything to do with a pharmaceutical, the reason that they're classified as a pharmaceutical is that they all have negative effects. Mm-hmm. You know, they have problems with them, and there are issues. And one of the most common things is that there can be an overuse of them. And when you do, you can also become addicted. Painkillers are the number one addictive drug in America at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is a huge problem with that.
And
so
you're talking about street drugs and all drugs?
You're talking about all the... Well, marijuana actually was the most misused. Number mm-hmm. two was painkillers.
Wow.
So it is something that is a... It needs to be addressed, needs to be controlled. There are many times that the patient does need to have be on some painkillers in the immediate incidence of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer that you take a pharmaceutical, there's two rules within pharmaceuticals. You know, the longer that you take a medicine, the more likely there are to be negative side effects, and the more likely you are to become addicted. The more medicines that you take, the more likelihood of negative effects.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very, very careful with painkillers or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs. That is contraindicated in many different types of conditions. If you have kidney disease, if you have liver problems, if you have heart issues, if you are taking other medicines, it can be something that could be life-threatening
mm-hmm.
if you take the wrong combination of them.
Well, that's why I think it's so important, and we have a pharmacist on staff,
yes.
that every medical office have a pharmacist, you know, because so many people are on pharmaceuticals right now.
Absolutely. We feel much more comfortable as a patient comes into our office that we have all the medicines that they're taking, mm-hmm. check to see if there's any interactions. Anything that we give, that there's nothing that would be contraindicated with a certain medicine,
mm-hmm.
So that we're aware of what's going on and how the whole process can be worked out for the good of the patient. And the sooner, of course, that we can work off of a pharmaceutical, the better for the patient. And if we can provide non-dangerous means of treatment, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can give a chiropractic adjustment, which is one of the safest things out there, and get the same pain relief as a pharmaceutical, which one is better?
Right.
You know, or acupuncture mm-hmm. as a means of actually getting that down. And we have people who are constantly coming in. I mean, even yesterday I had a patient who came in with just some chronic pain. And I asked her, you know, what do you do for that? Because she had headaches, she had neck pain, she had back pain. And she said, well, you know, I really don't feel comfortable even taking over-the-counter medicines for that. You know, I just put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, how does it affect your life? And she was saying, well, it slows me down. I'm not as productive at work. I go to work every day.
Mm.
And I probably lose sleep probably at least once a week.
Mm.
And I said, well, it's tiring, isn't it? And she said, absolutely.
Mm.
And she came in, and we tried the acupuncture as a means of actually treating that. And she came out and said, wow, you know, my pain's completely gone, 100% gone.
Wow.
You know, and she says, even when I was taking some pain medicine, you know, I could still tell it was there, but this is much, much better. So we're going to find out how often that needs to be done to keep that under control. And the acupuncture was an excellent means of doing it.
Right.
You know, very simple, low-cost type of a procedure. And when you're dealing with acupuncture, there's no way to hurt someone
right.
with what we're doing.
Right. And so why did acupuncture work for her? Why does acupuncture work?
Well, acupuncture, again, there. One of my friends actually won a Nobel Prize for doing the research mm-hmm. for why acupuncture works. And there is a definite physiological change that occurs. There is an increase of the natural pain hormones that the body makes. There's a natural release of the hormones that are involved with relaxation. It's just a wonderful type of way because the body actually takes the acupuncture and works with that and causes its own stimulation, its own release of anti-inflammatories and all the other different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an immediate change with the chemistry of the body. And as that immediate change takes place, you get a huge amount of changes that occur. One of the things is I had a young girl who came in, and her parents were right there with us. And she had a swollen low back, L5.
Mm-hmm.
And it was raised up about an inch. We stuck the acupuncture needles in there, had them watch it, and that raised up area, that inflamed area, went down within 10 minutes.
Wow.
Just completely dropped.
Yeah, it's very effective as an anti-inflammatory.
So after 15 minutes.
I know
minutes,
that personally. Yeah.
Well, what's your story?
Now, don't say you stuck. You placed the needles.
That's right. We placed the needles. We're using layman's terms. Well, what was your story with the acupuncture?
Well, I know I had played tennis 2 days in a row, and I didn't have, the right shoes, and I knew that. But I had my foot swelled up.
Mm-hmm.
And you placed the needles in the swollen areas. The pain went away.
You could visibly see the change
inflammation. Yes. Yes, it is amazing. And to me that's better than having to take an anti-inflammatory. I know we have natural anti-inflammatories also.
Yes. And that's one of the things that they were also looking at too, is there's homeopathics that can work extremely well for pain and inflammation,
mm-hmm.
which are extremely safe. We have natural enzymes. There's herbs that can be very, very effective. Feverfew for headaches. Turmeric for inflammation throughout the body. So there are many different types of combinations, and many times there are certain combinations that have actually proven to be just as effective as the pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. With much less possibility of side effects.
Right.
So looking for the alternatives along those lines. We have a homeopathic formula called Formula 303.
Right.
Very popular. Excellent as a muscle relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
And
natural muscle relaxer.
Natural muscle relaxer. I had a mom call and said, all in a panic, because her 3-year-old had gotten into her Formula 303
mm-hmm.
and had actually eaten them all.
Mm-hmm.
And you could imagine if that had been a pharmaceutical, that would have been a life-threatening situation.
Right.
And I said, well, how's little Johnny doing? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, it seems to be extremely happy.
Uh-huh.
I had been kind of fussy, but now he's eating the Formula 303 and seems to be great.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you don't have to worry about a thing.
Right.
She said, you're kidding. Because it works so well for me, it's not going to affect my child. And I said, no, it's homeopathic. You can't hurt yourself with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a relief to have something that you can't harm yourself with, but can also be extremely effective.
Right. And the products that you mentioned, these natural muscle relaxants and pain relievers,
anti-inflammatories,
are here at the office, and we carry them.
We carry all those. As a matter of fact, we have in our computer, we have 80,000 different products.
Hmm.
That are natural products that are available for use.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge variety, and we can actually check those out.
Okay. Well, October 24th was National Acupuncture Day, and to celebrate, the Prather Wellness Center is offering an incredible special. Through Wednesday, October 31st, purchase a six-pack of acupuncture treatments for $360 and receive a free 60-minute massage in our luxury spa massage center. As we discussed on our October 13th show, which you can hear on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com, acupuncture benefits many conditions, including infertility, Parkinson's, cancer, PMS, and addiction control. So get your free 60-minute massage with the purchase of six acupuncture treatments by calling the Prather Wellness Center today at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Up next, we'll be taking your questions at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95.
You go to the bank, the identity thief does too, except he's setting up a checking account in your name. Two lives. The difference? The thief is dedicated to ruining yours. That's why you need to call 1-800-984-1447 and get LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Call 1-800-984-1447 to get peace of mind. After all, LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Call 1-800-984-1447 to get a risk-free 60-day trial of LifeLock Ultimate. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Use promo code Enroll60. Check LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-984-1447 for LifeLock Ultimate. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Your heart can receive the benefits of 5 years of marathon training in just 7 weeks through ECP, external counterpulsation therapy from the Prather Wellness Center.
I feel better day to day. I sleep better. I'm more motivated. People have noticed it.
ECP therapy is a non-invasive approach to treating cardiovascular disease that has been proven to provide benefits such as less recurrent chest pain, decrease in heart size, increased quality of life, and a decreased mortality rate.
It was wonderful. I mean, it was non-invasive, didn't require any pharmaceuticals.
I've been able to go back to work. I've been able to, overall feel better.
ECP is effective in treating heart attacks, cardiogenic shock, angina, and congestive heart failure.
I'm thoroughly convinced, and I'm so happy I did it.
Learn more about the ECP, external counterpulsation therapy, at the Prather Wellness Center, 317-848-8048, or on the web at pratherwellness.com. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today, our topic is chronic pain, and we're taking your questions at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. Well, Dr. Prather, what type of chronic pain conditions can be helped?
Well, of course, one of the biggest ones, there's 42 million Americans who actually suffer with back pain.
Just back pain alone?
Just back pain alone.
Wow.
So, that's a huge problem and something that is, of course, everybody thinks about chiropractic and acupuncture for that.
Mm-hmm.
But migraines also are a very big problem. We had a whole thing on headaches, and migraines can be helped very definitely through the acupuncture, chiropractic, some of the natural remedies, so that people don't have to rely on the pain medicines and actually get some relief. We have people who come in the midst of a migraine, and if we do it on them, it's 100% of the time that the pain actually is gone, usually before they leave. So very effective along those lines. One of the things that I also get referrals on are pain patients dealing with cancer.
Mm.
That is something that that through research that they have found that people who go to chiropractic and acupuncture, cancer patients have 80% fewer complaints than cancer patients who are just on pain medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so talk about changing the quality of life for a cancer patient.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. And we've had many different types of many cancer patients who were terminal. You know, mm-hmm. there really wasn't anything to be done. And morphine was no longer useful for them. They had actually reached a point of it was no longer effective. And they were referred in for pain management. And we were able to get them completely out of pain without any pain medicines. So, you know, that is something that is a very hardcore type of situation and something that creates a tremendous amount of pain. Mm-hmm. And if you can reduce the pain and keep their quality of life up, then that can have a huge, huge effect.
Right. Now, you were talking about some of the research you've done, been doing, and for this show, found that chiropractic was very effective.
Yes.
In the arena of chronic pain. And why is that?
Well, when you're talking about chiropractic, of course, chiropractic, the whole philosophy on that is working with the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do an adjustment, there is actually a change within the nervous system that occurs. People actually experience a complete relief of pain, certainly a reduction of pain. And, of course, if you're affecting the nervous system, then you can actually have a huge effect on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the pharmaceuticals actually target, usually, is the transportation of the chemicals to actually produce the pain. But when you actually do a chiropractic adjustment, there is a change in how the nervous system works, and you can actually get a different pattern on the stimulation of the nerves, usually because what happens when you have pain,
mm-hmm.
the body actually goes into a protective mode, and there's a tightening of the muscles.
Well, I notice people stop, breathing. You know, they're holding their breath. That's
certainly,
the first time.
There's a tension mm-hmm. that's there. And as you go in there and do the adjustment, there's a change in the articulations of the joints of the skeletal structure. And then there's also a release of the soft tissue so that the nerves are no longer bound up and you don't have that chronic sending of the pain signal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a release of the soft tissue and the nerves actually can start to flow differently. And you get an immediate change in the physiology of the nerves themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's a just like that moment,
right,
of pain relief. And then, of course, we also add the other things into it. Massage is an excellent adjunctive to that, which we have 5 massage therapists here in our own massage wing.
Mm-hmm.
The physical therapy, the different types of modalities that we might use, the electrical stim to help to...
Now, what's electrical stim? That could...
Well,
somebody.
There are all sorts. We have all sorts of electrical stim, galvanic, interferential. We have microcurrent. And what those are doing is also stopping the pain cycle. You send an electrical current in there. It changes how the nerves work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you imagine the nerves flowing in through there, what are the different means of actually changing the charge through there, that pain mode that actually sends the current through there has a chemical change. So you can add pharmaceuticals to actually change that. You can change it with herbals. You can change it with homeopathics.
Mm-hmm.
You can also change with a physical means, either through a chiropractic adjustment, through massage.
Well, I know too, our physical therapist, I might initially prescribe like a TENS unit. And we
Absolutely.
Have TENS garments where people can, use that within a brace.
And again, that electrical current
right.
stops that pain cycle through there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that. We also have diathermy, which opens up the blood flow and the lymphatic, gets the congestion out of there, changes the whole inflammatory process. So in certain types of conditions, that can be extremely beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Ultrasound to break up the bound up tissue in through there can also be another different types of means. So as we're looking at pain, we need to expand our horizon. What are the different changes that we can make? There's chemical changes, there's electrical changes, there's physical changes, there's congestion, anti-inflammatories. The acupuncture will change the physiology of the area and break that up. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they found something called needling actually works quite well. You go in there, break up the muscles, get those to relax, and you stop that chronic pain cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body, when you get into pain, you tighten up.
Right.
You change your position. And oftentimes that tightening in that positional change can actually then become a chronic pain in and of itself after the initial stimulation is gone.
Right.
And then you have to get that relaxed. Well, how are you going to do that? That's why we need to open up and expand our mind on the different ways of actually approaching that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually at the Prather Wellness Center looking at all the different means that can actually go into that, you know, from pharmaceutical to herbal to homeopathic to the chiropractic, acupuncture, the different modalities. We basically, there's the only thing that I don't know that we have in here is hypnosis. We don't have hypnosis right now, but everything else that was actually listed on the possibilities of working with that, we have here at the Prather Wellness Center.
And they talk about that in the articles, too, how important when dealing with chronic pain, and to me, when dealing with any, you know, disease process, is the team approach, you know, not one isolated thing. And so when a chronic patient comes through your door, you're not going to treat each chronic pain patient the same way, correct?
That was one of the things that the Institute of Medicine said, is that there needs to be an experimental approach, and every single person actually responds to pain differently and to the modalities that actually come in. Your pain, how you feel pain is different than how I feel pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the ways that actually are going to work for you may not be the same, even if you have the same problem,
right,
on what will work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be the ability to experiment and see what works the best for each patient.
Well, we talked about that on our show, I think 3 weeks ago. We talked about headaches, migraines, you know, how you take care of migraines. One person, it could be different from another, or what's causing those migraines.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Could be hormonal, could be the atlas out, you know, that first vertebrae.
Yes.
So looking at each person individually.
Food allergies can play a big role. I had a very interesting case that came in. I had a patient, she had actually been to 14 doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find some relief for her
pain. She was
pain.
Persistent. That's good.
She was very persistent, had been dealing with it for quite a while. Matter of fact, the only way that she could go farther than 3 blocks was to lay, they had a station wagon. Mm-hmm. She had to lay down in the back because she couldn't sit up because of the pain that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, what we found was that she had aluminum toxicity.
Mm.
And that had actually settled into the fascial material and had caused a contraction.
Fascial material, define that.
Okay. If you look at one of the anatomy
mm-hmm.
Pictures, you have the red, which is usually the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have this white sheaths
okay.
that are in there. That's the fascial material, and that actually holds us into position, much like plastic, and has a memory. And the aluminum had actually settled into there, also had settled into the nervous system, and had caused a contraction, and she had chronic pain that was a result of that. And she had the highest aluminum levels that I had ever seen. We started to detox.
You did a hair analysis on
we
her?
We did a hair analysis okay. to actually determine that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually started to take that down, and she could start to see some difference. The adjustments, I couldn't actually do even what's called an activator.
It probably hurt it.
Yeah,
hurt to even touch her.
Actually, the adjustments made her worse.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't even take acupuncture because the pain of the needles was too great.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was a combination of reflex adjusting. Reflex adjusting is where I just contact different points, and she would get some quite definite release on that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very light. It's no more pressure than what you can press comfortably against your eye. So we did reflex adjusting on her. We started her on some natural anti-inflammatories because she couldn't take pharmaceuticals either. She would get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So pain medicines wouldn't work for her. Then we also started her on a program of detoxing the aluminum, and with that she could tell an immediate difference.
Wow.
Now, it took us total of 4 years to completely get all of the alumina out of her system.
Wow.
She was improving the entire time, mm-hmm. but she has been basically pain-free for the last 4 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know,
but it took. She was patient.
But she was seeing progress where she had never seen progress before.
Mm-hmm.
But you can talk about the individual. Now, you know, who would have thought of those different types of things? And that's also one of the things is we try to be very thorough in our diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient who came in for chiropractic from back pain. We did an analysis on her, and it wasn't her back. It was her kidneys.
Oh, wow.
But mm-hmm. it was an inflammatory condition of the kidneys, wasn't really something that could be addressed pharmaceutically. And we started her on some natural herbal remedies to relieve the inflammation and to start to heal the kidneys. Arginine was extremely helpful for that process. It helps to rebuild that. And
now, arginine is what?
An amino acid.
Okay.
And along with some herbals, specifically... actually raspberry leaf was extremely effective for her to take down that inflammation, and she's been pain-free now for a year, but she had been suffering that for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be creative and actually look at this, but I wouldn't have figured it out except by looking at her blood test. So
right.
one of the things that we're always looking to do is to see all the hidden things that might be involved in that. That's why we do thorough examination. Mm-hmm. Absolutely critical when you're dealing with a patient.
So on that examination, were you able to tell, well, this isn't the structural... This is
told her immediately that was
could
not her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she had tried 4 different chiropractors on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to get relief, which is understandable. Had been on several pain medicines. None of those things were working.
Mm-hmm.
So being creative and being individualistic on each type of a case is extremely important.
I think that's real important, the thorough examination.
Yes.
You know.
And we do very thorough lab tests, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had talked about that before where we were dealing with how important the blood test is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that we look at all the possibilities of where that's coming from. Doing a hair analysis on that. Making sure that we have problems.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have been able to find her aluminum problem without the hair analysis, right?
I've had several patients with migraines that was kicked off by hidden food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Not inherited, but acquired food allergies. And once we found out what those were, eliminated those from the diet, then the migraines were completely eliminated.
Right.
So, you again, the Institute of Medicine says, hey, this is the right way to approach.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be thorough, you have to be individualistic, and you have to be willing to try different means to actually make this work.
Okay. Well, up next, we'll be taking your questions here at Freedom 95 at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95.
Help fight colds and flu with Ecomer Immune System Booster from American Nutraceuticals. Ecomer's active ingredient, alkylglycerols, are derived from shark liver oil. Although these unique oils naturally occur in mother's milk, bone marrow, liver, and spleen, shark liver oil contains the highest concentration found in nature. Just as mother's milk is believed to offer health benefits to infants, Ecomer can stimulate the immune system to help protect against colds, allergies, even eczema and psoriasis. 45 published clinical trials have shown that shark liver oils are a superior general immune system booster, heavy metal detoxifier, and an anti-cancer preventative. These extensive clinical trials show that Ecomer significantly increases white blood cell counts, antibodies in the bone marrow, and immune function. Protect yourself during this cold and flu season. Boost your immune system with Ecomer from American Nutraceuticals. Call the Prather Wellness Center at 317-848-8048 or learn more at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Blood analysis is the blueprint to your health. Blood analysis can provide more information about the function of your body than any other test. At the Prather Wellness Center, we consider proper blood work to be critical in helping our patients to achieve optimal health. The Prather Profile is a comprehensive blood test that covers all the major organ systems. It is recommended by the top diagnosticians in the world to determine the body's physiology.
The Prather Profile actually will cover any possibility of any disease that you might have going on.
Over 50 blood tests are included in the Prather profile. To order these tests from other labs, hospitals, or doctor's office, it would cost $1,400. At the Prather Wellness Center, we're able to offer our patients the Prather profile for less than $200. Find out the blueprint to your health. Schedule your Prather profile blood analysis by calling 317-848-8048 or on the web at PratherWellness.com. The Prather Wellness Center, restoring hope. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, and I'm Lisa Prather. We're talking today about chronic pain, and we're taking your questions at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. Well, I know there, I'm looking at some articles here, recent articles, one's titled Ready to Change the Face of Healthcare. Coming to a theater near you, the truth about the medical monopoly and a chance to reshape our healthcare priorities. Mm. And they're talking about the documentary originally titled Medical Inc. and recently retitled Doctored. And I know that's part of the Heartland Film Festival. We haven't seen it yet, but no, our patients have and are raving about it.
And that's by an award-winning documentarian, Jeff Hayes.
Uh-huh.
And he did On Native Soil and Fahrenheit 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
So he's very well known. And one of the things that he wanted to do is to put out there that there needs to be an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're talking about the pharmaceuticals, there has been a 400% increase in painkillers.
Yeah.
There has been...
You said 400.
400%.
Yeah. I mean, how many things increased 400%?
In the last 5 years, pharmaceutical sales have increased by 40%.
Mm.
So, we are hitting more and more drugs. I mean, our kids... when I was a child, kids weren't on drugs on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now almost everyone is on drugs, and... when you're talking about people over 75, the average person has 8 to 9 drugs that they're on.
Wow.
And so we're becoming a very drugged culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sit there and say, why are kids heading towards drugs? Well, we as a country have turned to drugs as an answer.
What have you learned? I mean, Adderall. You were looking up statistics on Adderall, which is a drug we're seeing more and more in high school students.
Right. Steroids for the brain. And people die from Adderall. There's a high addiction rate. There is brain damage that occurs on a regular basis. There are heart palpitations. It's an amphetamine.
Mm.
We are making it available to everyone, to actually try to perform better.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking towards drugs as a means of solving all of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And drugs definitely have their place and are very important to healthcare, but it has become actually a madness.
Well, what did you find with Adderall? 50% of college students?
50% of college students have reported that they've actually used Adderall.
Mm-hmm. And I know students sell it around, I've heard that, around
in our high
exams, in our high schools, yeah.
And it is not something to be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceuticals, there's a reason that they are classified as a drug, is because they're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
If you take any more than 3 drugs, you have no idea what they're doing. So as you start a new drug, you should be looking to actually go off of one. The pharmacist that we have on staff sits there and says he says it's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that he's seen and the number of drugs that people are taking. And he's been able to find many different types of interactions that shouldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, as we've been reviewing, and it's been such a great thing to add him into our practice, is we were talking about some of the symptoms, and I says, these are the different things that are going on. We had one person with his pancreas actually having terrible problems, and one of the things is it started up just at the same time as he started a new drug.
Mm.
And he said, oh, definitely that's where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There are many times that many of the complaints that people are actually coming in with is actually as a result of a pharmaceutical that they're taking that they need to be off of, or there needs to be an alternative to what they're doing.
Right.
So, you know, we have to...
And it's not something they should do themselves, take them off.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. So what we do is we contact their primary care physician. The pharmacist writes up, you know, what's going on and what should be suggested, mm-hmm. and make sure that they actually have that addressed. Because the pharmaceuticals themselves can be the problem, and that's one of the things that they're saying on the in the doctored documentary.
Uh-huh.
Is that we need to be looking at the other alternatives besides pharmaceuticals as the answer. Pharmaceuticals need to be taken seriously. We are losing a lot of our antibiotics because they're being overprescribed and the germs are becoming desensitized to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have everything in balance. We need to be looking at other ways of treating pain. We have to have other ways of actually treating different problems that occur and using pharmaceuticals in a proper type of manner. I would hate to be without them. I think that they're absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. But there has been a definite abuse, not only in the illicit drugs, but also in the prescription drugs that needs to be addressed. Another one that is out there is something called Pain in America. It's a new documentary going to be coming out in 2013 by Donald Barrett. Mm-hmm. He's done 33 documentaries, including the award-winning Scared Straight.
Oh, yeah.
Which you've seen. So, mm-hmm. And he's saying that he actually got relief through chiropractic. For back pain through chiropractic, where he had been taking pharmaceuticals, which had caused all sorts of health issues for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he himself is sort of an advocate on this thing, and there's this groundswell of information that's coming out that mm-hmm. we as a nation need to start backing away and just looking for a pill to solve our problems. Mm. Whereas we can actually start making some lifestyle type changes, finding some alternative means of treatment that can actually make more long-lasting, safer, more effective means of providing the healthcare needs that we have.
Yeah, and this documentary, Doctored, it says we're in desperate need of a priority reversal, you know, getting away from drugs and surgery first. You
sure.
know, that's kind of our...
Sure.
Right.
Well, I mean, one thing that is a very common type of thing that can occur, had a young girl who came in and had tried Concerta, and actually she had an emergency trip. Mm-hmm. First time she took it, just about killed her.
Mm.
Matter of fact, they had to bring her back.
Now, is that a painkiller?
Concerta, no. That's actually for ADD, ADHD symptoms.
Okay.
So, you know, as you're talking about things along those lines, mm-hmm. there are, there's problems as we get into those.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I talk to people who are working in rehab clinics, you know, they are saying that the painkillers, OxyContin is one of the biggest things that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is where the addiction actually comes from. I've had patients who came in who said, you know, I'm addicted to painkillers, mm-hmm. you know, from back problems. And not only did we need to solve their back problem, but we also needed to help them to get off the pharmaceutical, which we actually have homeopathics and auricular therapy, extremely effective.
Now, what's auricular therapy? You've mentioned that a couple times.
It's along the same lines of acupuncture. It actually qualifies underneath that.
Uh-huh.
But auricular therapy is working specifically on the ears, and that has a big effect on brain function.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. It's, I know, something you're very passionate about. You know, and if someone listening out there feels some hopelessness in their chronic pain, you don't need to be, you know,
absolutely.
Hopeless. There's a lot of answers out there for you. So... Well, October 24th was National Acupuncture Day, and to celebrate, the Prather Wellness Center is offering an incredible special. Through this Wednesday, October 31st, you can purchase a six-pack of acupuncture treatments for $360 and receive a free 60-minute massage in our beautiful spa massage center. As we discussed on October 13th show, and you can listen to all of our shows at our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com, Acupuncture benefits many conditions, including infertility, Parkinson's, cancers, PMS, and addiction control. So get your free 60-minute massage with the purchase of 6 acupuncture treatments by calling the Prather Wellness Center today at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Well, the Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.